Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're navigating the often tricky waters of real estate financial challenges. Our mission: to pull out key strategies for protecting your assets when, you know, unexpected things pop up. Think loan defaults or really tough lender talks. We're looking at a strategic, sort of holistic approach in action here.
It's true. And the landscape today, well, it's dynamic. Even really well-managed properties can hit turbulence. It's just incredibly complex, and waiting around, that's usually not the best bet. We often see the traditional ways, the reactive stuff. It just doesn't cut it anymore. You really need quick, proactive, smart solutions.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when we looked into how the affected firms handle this, one approach really jumped out. It's used by Caliser & Associates PC. They've got this interesting mix of loan modification, workout consulting, but it's all tied in seamlessly with legal expertise. Okay, so let's unpack their four-part plan of action. It offers some really valuable insights, I think. So part one, they call it in-depth analysis and assessment. Where does it usually start? What's often missed in that initial look when things start feeling a bit shaky?
Yeah, good question. Because just glancing at it can be, well, disastrous. Caliser's process, it really stresses a thorough start, meeting with the general partner, the one managing things, to really get the story, the challenges. But then, and this is key, it's a deep dive into every single relevant loan document. We mean promissory notes, the actual promise to pay, and security instruments like your mortgage tying the loan to the property.
Okay, so all the core legal stuff.
Exactly. And digging through that helps find those key clauses, maybe default triggers or grace periods, things that give you leverage later. And they don't just stop there. They also comb through all the correspondence, lender updates, investor emails, everything. You get a complete nuanced picture. Sometimes you find opportunities or, you know, hidden risks that way.
Right. Makes sense. So you've done the digging. You've got this comprehensive picture. What's next? How do you turn that info into a real plan?
Well, that analysis, it directly feeds into part two, strategic blueprint development. Mm-hmm. And what's fascinating here is how they build a tailored plan from that understanding. We're talking clear, realistic timelines, mm-hmm. defined next steps. It's not just some generic checklist. This part involves looking at all the options, negotiating with the lender, maybe for modified terms or forbearance, a temporary payment pause, or maybe bringing in fresh capital, equity, or new debt financing. And they also look at investor solutions, like restructuring the capital stack, basically reorganizing the debt and equity, maybe with existing partners or even finding new ones. It's really about exploring every viable path.
Okay, but a great plan needs great execution, right? Which takes us to part three, execution and ongoing support. What are the usual roadblocks here, and how does that support actually help?
Yeah, execution, that's where things can definitely stumble without the right support. Caliser doesn't just give you the plan and walk away. They're actively involved. They help craft those crucial presentations for limited partners, the investors, making sure everyone understands the situation and the fix. They offer cash management advice, which is, you know, super important when cash flow is tight during a workout.
I can imagine.
And they handle drafting, reviewing, sending all those critical communications to lenders, private equity, keeping it professional, strategic. Plus, dealing with, say, unhappy LPs, they offer expert advice on managing those tricky conversations. And importantly, they'll actually get on calls with the lenders with private equity to advocate for you. That direct involvement can really make a difference.
That hands-on piece sounds crucial.
Yeah.
Okay, and connecting that to the bigger picture. Part four, contingency planning and legal integration. That sounds like the safety net.
Exactly. It's about being ready for the tough scenarios. It means understanding the legal side, the strategy around potential foreclosure procedures. What are the steps? What are your options? They also explore things like a deed in lieu of foreclosure. That's basically voluntarily giving the property back to avoid a full public foreclosure process. It's about having that foresight, avoiding nasty surprises.
So beyond this structure, what really makes their approach stand out, their value proposition?
Well, two things, really. First, that integrated legal expertise you mentioned. It's seamless. Financial consulting and legal services working together. And interestingly, their consulting clients get a 25% discount on related legal fees. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, that's a clear benefit. What's the second thing?
Second, their pricing. It's transparent, flat rate, which is huge, right? No scary hourly bills racking up. Hmm. Costs are predictable based on how complex things are. That transparency really builds trust, lets you focus on the solution, not watching the clock.
Okay, wrapping this up then.
Yeah, I mean, this whole integrated approach, it's not just advice. It feels more like a true partnership designed to, preserve those investments and navigate these really complex financial waters.
So what does this all mean for you listening in? In a world filled with financial uncertainty, what's the value you place on having one cohesive partner? Someone who blends that sharp financial strategy with deep legal insight, all focused on protecting your most valuable assets. Something to think about.